With about a week to go, many Vermonters have made or are finalizing their plans for the total solar eclipse on April 8th. But one Craftsbury couple has had this date in sight for years, for their wedding. Vermont Public's Elodie Reed has the story.
So this is Annie Dillard's essay, Total Eclipse, from 1982. Seeing a partial eclipse bears the same relation to seeing a total eclipse as kissing a man does to marrying him.
So why not see a total eclipse and marry a man on the same day? That's exactly what Lee Falzone is doing.
Quite honestly, we may never have gotten married if this darn eclipse wasn't coming over Vermont.
Lee and her partner, Chris, met as young lifeguards 17 years ago. Now ages 34 and 39, Lee says they're typically anti-traditional and never felt the need to have a wedding celebration.
Bought a house together first. I proposed to him a few years ago. We had a baby 2 years ago.
But then Lee says there was that 2017 partial eclipse here in Vermont.
I watched it in the Tractor Supply parking lot. I bought an $85 welding helmet.
She says it was, in all honesty, a little lackluster. But all the hype about the total eclipse that year drew her in. She went down an internet rabbit hole, watching people watching totality.
It was like these YouTube videos of this incredible joy and like ecstasy that these people were in for 2 minutes with no drugs and alcohol, question mark. You know, that was most moving. I remember not expecting to hear this like childlike giddiness from these grown people just standing outside.
Lee says she wanted to have that experience too. So she researched the next time Vermont would see totality and found out she only had to wait another 7 years until 2024.
I mean, it's a commitment.
This is Hannah Shoup, who lives in Elmore and has been friends with the Falzones for more than a decade.
I mean, I can remember like talking about this like 4 years ago with them and her just saying they were going to get married on this date.
And Lee, she's going all in.
Some decor with sun and moon and some twinkly gold light. We purchased a ring and it's a bunch of black diamonds, little black diamonds that look like mini total solar eclipses. The name of the wedding, my husband's last name is Falzone, and so the name of the wedding is Falzone of Totality.
There's the dress, which we'll be vague about so we don't spoil the surprise for Chris, the groom.
Definitely kind of showcases the gold total solar eclipse theme that we got going on.
And of course, the playlist.
It's called Totality. The very first song is Bad Moon Rising. Right? Total eclipse of the heart? Come on.
Even the food. The Falzones plan to have 100 sugar cookies covered in various amounts of chocolate, made to look like the phases of an eclipse.
The question was like, can we do it all? And I think for this particular order, we were like, yes, we need to do this. We want to make this happen.
This is Tobin Porter Brown, the owner of the Hardwick Cafe Front Seat Coffee. He says the Falzones' wedding dessert order is one of several special eclipse-themed bakes they have planned for April 8th.
I don't know yet if we're going to be doing different stages of the moon or just sort of like the totality of, in macaron form.
All of these preparations for the eclipse, and in the case of the Falzones, for their wedding, they're all in anticipation of this rare window where the moon perfectly obscures the sun. Thousands of people are expected to visit Vermont to collectively witness this event. And it's that kind of togetherness with family, friends, and her partner Chris that Lee Falzone says should heighten the whole experience.
I think there's an energy that comes with large groups. The oohs and ahs of the crowd, you kind of feed on that.
As it gets dark in the middle of the day, and as the temperature drops, and maybe, as Annie Dillard described in her essay, people start screaming, Lee says she hopes it feels like the man in a highly viewed YouTube video. It's called Yosemite Bear Mountain Double Rainbow 1810.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Oh my God. What does this mean?
Oh. Oh, I love it so much. It moves me with the tears.
Oh. It's so intense.
So good. And it clearly just completely took over his psyche. And he had nothing but pure pleasure in this simple moment, what could be considered a simple moment. So it's like the dichotomy of overwhelming joy and simplicity. I don't know. It's almost unexplainable. But it's worth finding. It's worth being a totality seeker.
And for the Falzones, it's worth planning a wedding for. For Vermont Public, I'm Elodie Reed.